Welcome back to Midday. I'm Erica Kane. Another update on the extreme weather seen across our area. The Maryland Department of Emergency Management issued a severe thunderstorm warning for Montgomery County, Maryland, until 1:15 p.m. Coming up tomorrow, author, film director, and screenwriter John Sayles joins the show. He's got a new book, Crucible, based in Detroit. The novel features a cast of characters who powered America's industrial drive in the first half of the 20th century. On today's show, federal food assistance is in jeopardy. Across Maryland, recipients of SNAP, the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, could lose their benefits this month. March is when new requirements set by the Trump administration go into effect. Hundreds of thousands of Marylanders receive federal food assistance each month. To tell us about the changes and what they mean, we turn to Meg Kimmel, the president and CEO of the Maryland Food Bank. She joins me here on Zoom. Welcome back to the show, Meg.
Thank you so much, Erica. I'm happy to be here.
I'm happy to have you. So the Trump administration's massive legislative package, the One Big Beautiful Bill Act, significantly restructured the federal government, and that included adding new requirements for SNAP. How does it change who qualifies for federal assistance?
Yeah, that's a big question. And we are just starting to see the impacts of these changes here in Maryland now. So at a very high level, we're talking about expanded work requirements and adjusted eligibility rules. So folks who were previously eligible to receive SNAP benefits are some of them, some 80,000 of them right now here today in Maryland, may no longer be eligible in the future.
Now, these changes started in November, but there was a 3-month grace period and a government shutdown that pushed the deadline back. Have we begun to see Maryland participants fall off because of these changes?
That's a great question. So what we're seeing now is the beginning of the implementation of the new eligibility rules and expanded work requirements and reduced eligibility rules. So we aren't seeing it yet because it's just going into effect. I'm sure over the next 90 to 120 days, we'll start to see those impacts at local community-based food pantries and here at the Maryland Food Bank before too long. And, you know, one of the really challenging things is, and I'm thank you for the opportunity to talk about this topic because it's really important. There's more to the One Big Beautiful Bill than what we're talking about here today. And these changes are sitting on top of historically high levels of need for food in our state. We know that 39% of folks in Maryland report that they are facing financial hardship. We also know that food prices alone, and that doesn't include rent or gas or any of the other things that we all pay on a daily basis. The cost of food has gone up 30% since 2019. So the changes are coming at a really tough time for families.
And did you want to dig into the One Big Beautiful Bill Act and other ways that this is going to affect people?
Yes, I'd love to. So, I think this is a specific segment of SNAP eligible population. It's called able-bodied adults without dependents. And so this is, we're going to talk more about that here today. I know that, but this sits in a larger context, and that larger context is that the cuts that HR1, we call it HR1 here in Maryland, are going to go much farther. So it will, in addition to what we're talking about here today, HR1 eliminated what was called SNAP Ed, which was a nutrition education program that was a complement and a supplement to the SNAP benefit. So helping educate folks on how to eat healthier, which is a really great thing. That program no longer exists. It has also impacted refugees and recent arrivals and immigrants who have come to the U.S. And increased administrative barriers. So we know that along with the cost sharing changes that will be coming in the next year or so will create really tough decisions for our state elected officials as they try to balance a higher cost of the SNAP program overall with very high levels of need. And those are going to be some really tough decisions that await us in the future. But today, right now, we are really focused on this, the category of people who are directly impacted by changes to the program.
And you mentioned some of the changes that you've been seeing and what you're expecting. I did want to ask about if you have seen an uptick. You mentioned the demand at the Maryland Food Bank this month. Have you seen those changes already?
Yes, so we have ironically coming out of the pandemic as food insecurity levels reached historic highs, those levels have never come down. We expected to see them drop and they simply have not. We got a taste for what it looks like when the SNAP program is not operating at full strength with the government shutdown in November. So if you remember, those benefits, SNAP benefits, were interrupted in November. And so while we're not looking at a full cancellation or stop of the SNAP program, we do know that as that program contracts, more and more people will not be able to get benefits. And those benefits show up as dollars on a card, essentially, that can be used at retail stores, at convenience stores, local grocery stores. It's food, it's dollars to buy food. And so that is a really important benefit that fewer and fewer people are going to have access to. So really right now, this category of people who are being impacted by the expanded work requirements is the most vulnerable among us. It's older adults. So now people who are 54 and older must, if you're 54, you must either be working or in an educational program or volunteering to get benefits. If you are at home with a child who is over the age of 14, you must now work or volunteer or be in an educational program to receive benefits. And really concerning for so many of us is that people who were automatically eligible before, this includes people who are experiencing homelessness, veterans, and young adults who are aging out of foster care, are no longer eligible for the exemptions that they had in the past. And so the other thing I want to say is that, sometimes listeners might hear that and they might think, well, what's, educational programs are good, right? Volunteering is always beneficial. It sounds kind of straightforward or maybe even common sense, but there's a reason that our nation, and this is a federal decision, so it's a national decision, there's a reason that our nation made it easier for some groups to access SNAP assistance. So consider an unhoused person or an older adult. They can have real barriers to getting employment or education or getting to a volunteer opportunity. Think about computer access, internet access, transportation, the ability to engage in a work setting or a volunteer setting or educational setting and stay in it is what these changes are asking for. So it's really challenging for many of the people that will be impacted. And the most important thing for the listeners to know is that limiting food assistance doesn't remove food insecurity. It just shifts it somewhere else.
And what happens when these folks lose their access to SNAP? Do you receive a notice in the mail? Do you receive an email? Do you receive any warning to plan?
Individual people do. If I was enrolled in the SNAP program, I would have been notified by the Department of Human Services that changes are coming to the program. And our Maryland Department of Human Services does a tremendously great job of helping to make sure that people are supported through that shift, that they're trying to do everything they can to make sure people don't come off the SNAP program. But if they can't meet the requirements, then they will know, they'll be educated and informed about how to find a local food pantry or how to find a soup kitchen or a feeding program near them. A lot of times schools have food pantries and food programs as well. So we work with some 800 community-based organizations across the state of Maryland. So there is food resource available to folks, but they may be accessing that for the first time.
And you mentioned earlier how the Trump administration and prior federal shutdowns affected the SNAP program. Before, several counties in the city of Baltimore responded by allocating more money to local meal assistance. Governor Wes Moore declared a state of emergency and gave $10 million to food pantries across the state. What can we expect this time from officials now? A similar response?
That's a great question. I can't predict what the future will hold. That was a very time-bound situation. And what we're looking at now is a different future. So while we were able to use all those financial resources to acquire food, and we actually passed through a lot of that funding to our food pantries, our local food pantries, in the form of grants so that they could buy food, all that funding lasted about 90 days. So if you compare what the charitable food system can do versus what a federal program like SNAP can do, It's a 9-to-1 ratio. So for every meal that the charitable food system provides, SNAP provides 9. So those are orders of magnitude that the charitable food system simply, those are gaps we simply cannot fill. So while we will do everything we can, and our local community-based partners will certainly do everything they can because they are locally, they're known trusted organizations in their communities, it will create a gap that will be impossible to fill.
And some hope for Marylanders that are worried about putting food on the table this month.
Absolutely. And that's where too, I encourage people to, think about what we heard about so much during November when the government shut down, was neighbors helping neighbors. Folks were checking in on each other. People were sharing groceries, sharing meals. That's going to be needed in the future. And, the Maryland Food Bank is here for our state. And I always say to, I love to say the work of ending hunger in Maryland could not be in better hands than the team that works at the Maryland Food Bank. The staff here is so dedicated and so talented.
And we appreciate all that you're doing, Meg Kimmel and the crew there at the Maryland Food Bank. Meg Kimmel is the president and CEO of the Maryland Food Bank. That's it for us today. Coming up tomorrow, Tom Hall is back in the host chair. He'll be speaking to author John Sayles about his new novel, Crucible. Fresh Air is up next. I'm Erica Kane. Thanks for listening and have a great day.
You've been listening to Midday on 88.1 WYPR.